for the uproar. And we have our sister who is going to be guiding us, giving us the tips for the uproar this morning, our sister Shade Akoni. You are welcome, ma.
Thank you very much. We are grateful to God for the way He's leading us, and we're going to be praying this morning. I'd like us to say a word of prayer before we go ahead. Our Father, here we are before you. We are grateful for the instructions you have already started giving us. We thank you for your passion to get us into Rehoboth. And we know we will arrive there and even go beyond it safely. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. Help us to pray this morning. Let heaven hear our cry. Cause heavens to respond to our cry this morning. Lord, please help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are grateful to God once again that He has decided that we are the ones that He has focused His eyes upon at a time like this. We are the ones. I see God announcing to us in this meeting with this MLR, announcing an inheritance. God seems to be quietly announcing from heaven a divine inheritance that He wants us, as many of us, as are His children. It is our right. We are the bona fide owners of it, but we just have to enter into it. But He has come quietly again to announce this inheritance. I see how He has been laboring, even since yesterday. He is laboring to make sure that we enter into this inheritance. He is laboring to make sure we don't miss this glorious inheritance. It's an advertisement He has come to make, first of all. And ever before we would get into Rehoboth, each of us has to answer God. The Lord is in our midst to take our answers to heaven. He is here. You see, when I hear the story and I read the story of Isaac that we have read in the book of Genesis chapter 26, we saw how the Lord came to him to help him not to go down to Egypt and to begin to make this heavenly advert. He began to announce to him the inheritance of Abraham. Actually, I saw that was the first time God will speak to Isaac himself about this inheritance. That was the first time. It was an advert. God will not begin to move with you until you answer him. That is his way. He will come first of all to announce to you what he wants to do on the earth. He wants to use someone to bring down this glorious inheritance to the earth. He told Isaac, dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants, I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. Look at that. And, you know, he went on and on. He came to announce to him the inheritance of Abraham, if he would open his heart and receive it. The same way he went to Jacob. You know, from generation to generation, God comes to announce this inheritance. And it was because Isaac answered God by obeying him and dwelling where God has located him that he experienced the removal. God has come to our midst to make this same announcement. Unfortunately, and you see, he made the announcement also for Abraham in Genesis 12. And in Genesis 13, he came to make that announcement of that glorious inheritance. And each of them, both Abraham and Isaac, they obeyed God. You will hear God say in Genesis 12, so Abraham departed as the Lord spoke to him. And in Genesis 13, Abraham dwelt. He dwelt where God located him. That is the way of God. He will not just bring blessings upon you and Rehoboth upon you anyhow. You cannot experience Rehoboth automatically. It's not automatic. You must answer God. And that's the reason for our prayer this morning. It's unfortunate that many other people did not receive that glorious inheritance. They did not fall in line into God's plan. Look at Lot, a man with a great opportunity, a man that God located properly under Abraham, dwelling with Abraham. Actually, he could have been the firstborn son of Abraham, because Abraham had no other child. What a great opportunity. But Lot chose to depart to his own Egypt. Lot, the Bible says in Genesis 13, from verse 5, Lot also, who went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. The Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwelt in the land. So Abraham said to Lot, please let there be no strife between me and you, between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. It's not the whole land before you. Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, and it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go towards Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. And Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan. Can you see the kind of thing that happened to Lot? Lot missed his lot. He would have been the first partaker of that inheritance. But he left. And what touched me was what made him to leave. And you need to examine your heart and cry to God today, so that you will not also miss it. For the same reason, the Bible says in verse 5, Lot also, who went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. And so he was not able to dwell with Abraham. My friend, what is the herd? What is the flock? It may be your flock, your church flock, your congregational flock. The flock and the herds and the tents may be even your job. It may be your profession. It may be a geographical thing, location. If anything at all that will not allow you to dwell in this inheritance, that thing is taking you to Sodom and Gomorrah, a land of destruction. That thing is taking you outside God's will. You are going to call on God this morning. You see, the inheritance God would have given Lot, it was supposed to be, you know, a dash. It wasn't even his own originally. He didn't labor for it. It was Abraham that God called. But he could have been a beneficiary of it. But because he had his own thing, he had his own flock, he had his own tent, he decided to part ways and leave the land of promise. You are going to call on God, Lord, whatever is that herd, whatever is that flock, whatever is that tent that is taking me away, that will not let me dwell in the land of promise, Father, take it away from me. Oh, please, you will beg God, please take it away from me. God advertises it, but he missed it. You must not miss it. That's why God is laboring, agonizing, and say, hey, you are like the people that God decided to take him into the vineyard at the 11th hour. People recruited. This is like the 11th hour. And God is saying, you must not miss it. Egypt is not an option. Sodom and Gomorrah, they are not an option for you. You will beg God, Lord, miss it. And the hand and tent and the goats and the things, the flocks he was running after, he eventually lost them. He did not pick anything out of Sodom and Gomorrah. What is that thing that is moving you away from the purpose of God for your life? You will cry to God that you will not miss your lot. But you see, a man like Boaz did not miss it. You know, God will normally present situations that look contrary. Whereas the nearer kinsman, if you read the story of Ruth, chapter 4, the story of Boaz in Ruth, chapter 4, you will see what happened to the nearer kinsman. This same kind of reason was why he also missed it. Now Boaz, I'm reading chapter 4, verse 1. Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the close relative of whom Boaz had spoken came by. So Boaz said, come aside. So Boaz said, come aside, friend, sit down here. So he came aside and sat down, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit down here. So they sat down. Then he said to the close relative, Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, sold the piece of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. And I thought to inform you, saying, buy it back in the presence of the inhabitants and the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know, for there is no one but you to redeem it. And I am next after you. And he said, I will redeem it. Then Boaz said, on the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you must also buy it from Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to perpetuate the name of the dead through his inheritance. And the close relative said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I ruin my own inheritance. You redeem my right of redemption for yourself, for I cannot redeem it. Can you see the kind of thing that happened to this nearer kinsman? He was nearer in the inheritance than Boaz. He was nearer. You are the nearer kinsman in this matter. This matter. You have come to a point. We are in the point of the last harvest, the last day's harvest. You are the nearer kinsman that God wants to give the inheritance. God is saying, redeem it. But look at what this man said. No, I cannot redeem it. Just because of Ruth the Moabites, I don't want to mar my own inheritance. He wanted the blessing, he did not want the responsibility. He wanted the land, he refused the root. But God will not commit anything into such a person's hands. This man said, I cannot redeem it. He did not know that it was a heavenly advert. God was advertising the lineage of the Messiah. God was telling him that there is this inheritance that is to be sold. And God is saying to you also, there is an inheritance. You can buy it. You can redeem it. Don't say I cannot. It will mar my inheritance. What is that your inheritance? Which flock are you riding? Which flock are you guiding? Are you shepherding? That thing you call your own inheritance, my call, my ministry, or my profession, my this, my that. Do you know that your inheritance is not the inheritance? You may perish with that your inheritance, and you will take nothing out as it happened to Lot, if care is not taken, because there is an inheritance, which is the inheritance that God is focusing upon in these last days. And he's announcing to you, redeem it. You are going to pray with me. Boaz said, okay, I will redeem it. In order to perpetuate the name of the dead upon his inheritance. Can you imagine that? Jesus died for us. And there is his name to be perpetuated. Anyone who cannot mar, who cannot, you know, mar his own inheritance has no part in this inheritance. If it's not your name that God is calling you to come and perpetuate, you must be ready to perpetuate the name of the dead upon his own inheritance. Boaz was ready for that. And you don't know what that meant. That he will have children by Ruth. And that child will not be called Obed Boaz. It will be Obed Elimelech or Obed Manoah. Are you ready for that? Then you have a portion in this level. It is only people who will be ready to perpetuate the name of the dead upon his own inheritance that God is going to commit this heavenly inheritance into their hands. You're going to be pleading with God that you'll be a partaker in it. You will not miss this inheritance because you are running after your own inheritance, your own thing. You will not miss it. You will call on God. Ah, there is an advert. There is an advert. It's heavenly in this meeting. Before you will arrive at Rehoboth, you must answer this one. Ever before Isaac arrived at Rehoboth, this decision was the first and it was primary. You must take a decision that I am ready to mar my inheritance if that be the case. I want to be at the center of God's will. I want to enter into the inheritance and I will not struggle to pursue, to seek my own inheritance. The songwriter says, let me seek your kingdom only and my life be to your praise. Let it be that what you are seeking is this inheritance, not your own inheritance. Boaz was ready for that. He will not pursue his own name. He will not seek his own name to make a name for himself. He will seek to perpetuate the name of the dead upon his own inheritance. The name of Jesus upon his own inheritance, which he died with his precious blood to purchase. You are going to make up your mind ever before you can arrive at any real world. The same thing happened to Joseph and Mary. Joseph agreed to perpetuate the name of the Lord upon his own inheritance. He would take care of a Jesus that will not bear his name. He will allow God to use Mary first before he will take the leftover. Are you ready for that kind of thing? You're going to beg God this morning and say, Father, I don't want to miss this inheritance. I don't want to miss it. You will plead with God because this inheritance, you see, is a dash, as I have said. It's an awoof. It's a dash. It's not yours. It was Jesus who died to purchase it. And it's being offered to you as a dash. You will pray and call on God. Lord, don't let me be a lot. I don't want to be a lot pursuing my own thing. Let me seek your kingdom only. Let my life be to your praise. Help me to perpetuate the name of the dead upon his own inheritance. You will beg God that you will not cling to your own inheritance. You will not miss this glorious inheritance that God is advertising. You are also going to pray, Lord, don't allow me to seek to make a name for myself. Help me that all my life I will seek to perpetuate the name of Jesus upon his own inheritance. It is Jesus alone that I will perpetuate, not myself, not my name. Lord, help me. You will beg God about that. Self must finish. Anything self, Boaz ended with it. Joseph ended with it. Lord perished with it. You will beg God that even though this revival will not bear your name, you will use all the grace of God in you to perpetuate the name of Jesus. His name only, not your own name. Not your own name. No good of this world, nothing in this world must separate between you and the Lord in this inheritance. You will pray, Lord, self or this world's goods must not separate me from being a partaker in this glorious inheritance. Lord, please help me. So we are praying. We are going to go to God in prayer and call on God. I don't want to be a lot. Please, Lord. Lord perish with his lot. Lord perish with the inheritance he carved out for himself. Even it was even outside Abraham's possession that he carved out all those herds, all those tents, all those flocks. You have carved out many flocks for yourself out of the flocks of your fathers. And you are sitting on an inheritance that you call your own. You are praying, Lord, Lord, perish with that inheritance. Don't let me choose it again. Don't let me go that way of Lord. Help me to be content to dwell where you have located me. Help me to be content with the inheritance, not my inheritance. Help me to seek your kingdom only. Let my life be to your praise. You will pray, Lord, I don't want to make a name for myself. Don't let me miss this inheritance by pursuing my own name. Please, Lord, it's not my name. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. Help me to perpetuate the name of Jesus, the name of the dead, over his own inheritance. And you will pray, Lord, even though this revival will not bear my name, it may not be a Josiah International Ministry. You may not be the one that will be up there as the monopoly of power. It will not be your name. You will pray, even though this thing will not bear my name, even though this Jesus will not bear my name as it was with Joseph, even though Boaz, the child he will bear, indeed in that revival, will not bear his name, yet he was contented to perpetuate the name of the dead upon his own inheritance. Pray that you will also use the grace of God in you, every ability, every help that God grants you in life to perpetuate the name of Jesus. You must answer God in this matter before you can enter the inheritance and be sure to get to your own reward. You will beg God that nothing will separate you. Not self, not this world's goods, nothing in this world will separate you from this inheritance. That song says, here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood. Who is love will not remember. Who can cease to sing his praise? He can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal days. Let me all thy love accepting, love the ever of my days. Let me seek thy kingdom only, and my life be to thy praise. Thou alone shall be my glory, nothing in the world I see. Thou hast cleansed and sanctified me. Thou thyself hast set me free. Would you like to go and pray right now? Go ahead and pray. I will live to perpetuate the name of the dead upon his own inheritance. This inheritance, I must not miss it. I will not seek my name. I will seek your kingdom only. Pray, go and call on God right away. Plead with him. If you miss it now, this may be the last opportunity for you. You are the 11th hour. Call on God.
Time to pray now. And all the various centers would have arranged somebody to guide us. We must be praying now. Such persons should take